Welcome everybody to episode 5 of the Real Mentors Podcast, a show where we talk movies, TV, and have a little fun along the way. I'm excited as always. I'm Jose, the Real Mentor. You can catch my movie reviews on YouTube. We just put up Deadpool a couple days ago. Highly recommend it. We'll be talking about that spoiler free in a little bit. But first, let me introduce my two lovely co-hosts as usual. First to my right, the Spaniard himself. He was responsible for revolutionizing the educational system recently and his thoughts on Black History Month. For those who know what I'm talking about, please listen to episode 4. It is absolutely classic, and because we're going to probably be touching on that in future shows to come. But that out of the way, Mr. George Repo, how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Real Mentor, what's up? What's up?
Dude, a very bad voice is killing me, dude.
Hey, man, it's natural, bro. That's the voice, bro. That's the voice I always start out with.
Trying to impress the ladies in such a special occasion, like which I'll get to in a second.
What's up?
And to my left, I have the man beast himself, the man who was solely responsible, the catalyst, the muse to Seal's Kiss from a Rose back in Batman. Rob himself, Mr. Mike Rose.
Wow, that was a great introduction. How you doing, kids?
I just thought of that, too, man. Improvisational skills are stellar. Incredible. So... we're here. It's kind of a surprise show. I wasn't expecting to do anything on Valentine's Day. It is pretty much on the eve of Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we made it clear last week that we are on the same boat as hating this holiday. Am I right on that?
Got that right.
Yeah, but I wanted to interrupt you for a second before start. Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to Kevin MacLeod, you know, or MacLeod for letting us use his song as our theme.
Thank you, George.
The lead. You know, so I wanted to give him a shout out, you know, for our podcast, you know, for letting him use our song.
He was almost worthy of interrupting a Valentine's Day, you know.
Hey, sorry, man. We got to do what we got to do. We got to keep it legal, man.
While we're throwing our pops in.
You could have brought in it early, but that's fine. I'll forgive you.
Oh, I tried. But you were like, the voice. You know,
George does not follow instructions accordingly, as I told him. Do it when I introduce you. But I digress.
Sorry.
I just want to say that we're coming to you from the girlslife.com studios.
Oh, that's true. The newly named, sponsored, if you will. We haven't seen any money yet, but the sponsor is in some fashion.
They
did give us soup today.
That's right.
They fed us today and gave us drink.
It was good, right?
So that's, yes, it was very good. Thank you.
The Real Mentors are very happy about this kind of treatment.
There you go.
Shout out to Mike Rose's wife
for the soup. Yes,
God bless her. So anyway, back to this Valentine's Day thing, which we all hate. Every guy hates it. But of course, we're all forced to do something because we're in that never-ending quest to attain the Quan, if you will, from the females, of course. So we stupidly have to get ourselves involved with something and buy something and waste our time. So, Mike, I know you're married. I don't even know if you even celebrate Valentine's Day, the wife, anymore.
Do.
You do?
Yep.
What do you got planned, man? Any special?
I actually bought her a bike. It's out of the backpack.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, nice. You're going all out.
Hey, now.
This ain't Christmas, man. It's Valentine's Day. What happened to those flowers and chocolates? Man, he's making us all look bad. Jesus. George, what about you, man? Anything special out there?
Nah, nothing special, man. Single, just, I already did it on Friday, you know, for the some of the people at school, like little things here and there.
Like a little special summer in school, or just like a...
Wait a minute, this is not any of that stuff that you like see on the news, right?
Yeah, that's true. What are we talking about here?
I mean, we're passing you candy,
leading to little Vanna signed the back. What's going on here, man?
Nah, man, look,
I shouldn't have said that, I'm sorry.
Nah, man, look, I kind of work for a real school, so for the security guard, they're, female, so I kind of gave them a little something like on the lookout, like a candy.
Are you pursuing the Quan from these females, or just,
no, man? Just a little something. Let them know. Okay.
It's a fair question.
Whenever we call for security, like I said, thank you.
So you want priority, basically. You're bribing them.
I'm not bribing them. I just gave them a thank you to let them know I care about them. That's it. A thank you.
So there's no hopes that if there's an emergency in your room, they respond to you quickly.
If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. There's no priority. We're just care. Hey, excuse me for being a little caring.
I applaud it. I thought there was other ulterior motives. Usually when guys do nice things, it's usually because they need something. Or again, they're chasing the Quan. Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Nothing there. Okay. Remember I spoke about it last week? They are not my type.
Hey, man. Whatever works it.
It's all good, brother.
Myself, I have nothing planned because I hate this weekend. And my situation is... unique, to say the least. I don't even know what situation that I'm in. There's a lot of good things about the situation I'm in. But damn, dude, it's convoluted. I'm confused as hell. And it's going on way too long. And I don't know what's going on. Which reminds me, Mike, cause I know you are such a huge fan of those particular films. With the Matrix sequels and all that. And I didn't hate them, don't get me wrong.
But aside from that, because we can literally talk for an hour, I kind of we've talked before about those movies to death. I know how much your disdain for them. But that's a good segue into as far as other disappointing sequels that we have seen over the years. And Mike, what's something that kind of stands out there? And
I mean, outside of The Matrix, because again, you said we could talk ad nauseum about that movie.
I think causes nauseum just watching it.
Well, the comment I made to you was I was sitting in the movie. And see, this is, there were some serious diehard Matrix fans when the sequel came around. Because I think the sequel came out 4 years after, something like that. Four or five years.
Some of that.
It wasn't that far off.
Our research staff can get cracking on that and find out that the... research
but
staff.
There were
George,
some,
that means you.
There were some
people. There you go. Pick up the phone. Thank you. George, look at me like a deer in headlights.
No, but there
I met you.
There were some people that just didn't want to hear that movie blew. And I was sitting through the movie thinking to myself, what the heck am I watching? It was, you know, it's just one of those things. You're talking. Maybe I'm the only guy here that doesn't think this, that thinks this is a piece of crap.
I didn't hate it, man. I didn't hate it. And I remember, how do I put this here?
Say it, dude.
I'm just trying to think. Like, I didn't love the movie. I didn't hate it. There's a lot of good things about it.
Like?
I love the chateau. Like,
the
some,
story?
Some,
oh, some, it was
some
so
of the, some of the action sets. Some of the action sets.
The
chateau fight was awesome. The speedway, the highway chase was phenomenally done. Over the top, but I loved it. It was entertaining. I mean, the twins are really cool. I like Agent Smith. And again, don't get me wrong. It's a mess. The story is...
The Agent Smith fight against Neo was
awful. That was
awful.
A little CGI heavy. I'm using that term very, very loosely.
Right. That one one, even the guy that did Spider-Man 3 was probably like crying at the end of that one. And speaking of Spider-Man 3,
that's my
submission to all-time crappy sequels. Disappointing. I guess
disappointing. This is worse movie.
No, it's
Spider-Man
crappy.
Movie,
yeah. It's crappy.
No, it's terrible, but that's disappointing. Because that came off Spider-Man 2, which I thought was great.
Spider-Man 2 was an amazing... Spider-Man 2 is better than Spider-Man 1.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Spider-Man 1, and you're right. But Spider-Man 2, I really liked. It was good. And so I was like, okay, Spider-Man 3, they got Sandman.
We got emo Peter Parker.
What's the
Venom character.
Venom, there you go. Yeah. God, we all want to see him on screen, but Jesus, that movie was just... A mess, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Just it's a mess. Too many villains in it. Too many
How
characters.
About the whatever the Green Goblin looking thing that wasn't Green Goblin.
Oh,
it was the,
my God.
The son of Green Goblin.
Oh, Franco, whatever. James Franco.
James Franco.
Not like James Franco, but good Lord. It was just a mess, movie. Man. But that movie was summed up really quick with that ridiculous asinine dancing.
Oh, yeah.
With Tobey Maguire.
Right. Emo Peter Parker.
God. That was embarrassing to see on screen, dude. It was embarrassing.
That was another movie that I just said. See, and that's that right there was one of the things that turned me off to Howard Stern. Because I used to be the huge Howard mark. I listen to Howard every day. I lived and breathed Howard Stern. Him and his crew sat around, talked about how great this movie was, how they went to see it, how wonderful it was. I went to this movie on opening night. Okay, I was excited. I sat down in the chair with my popcorn and my Diet Coke, and I was ready to watch a great movie, and that movie blew.
It's very healthy of you, Diet Coke.
Hey, man, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, it's hard being
fine. Forget the popcorn.
I'm going to be on my 700-pound life soon, so give me a break. Which, by the way, is an excellent show. That's another show that's on my list of crap that I'm embarrassed to watch.
That's a lot of things I'm embarrassed
that's
to watch.
That's right.
And Spider-Man 3 is one of them. But
that's why I'm mad at Howard Stern, right? Because they sent that movie to the moon with a rocket.
Yeah.
And I walked out of there. I was like, what were they watching? And then I realized that was all a paid thing, that they just... Yeah. They just put the movie over for money, and I think that's you know, you're giving your fans a raw deal when you do that.
Well,
in
his defense, Howard Stern has to eat. So. You
know. Oh, really? He has to eat? He's not getting paid.
He's not eating that much. He's kind of skinny.
You know that $500 million that he got from Sirius wasn't enough to.
I think
to
that was after the old Spider-Man 3 thing. Maybe, I don't know. Was it?
He moved to Sirius in 2006.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it's been
just,
10 years, man. He
just
resigned.
Yeah, he just resigned.
If I've been wondering when he
first... Spider-Man 3, I think, was 2007 or 2008.
I try to forget that. So
yeah, it was 2007.
A crack research team. A crack
right
research team is honest.
I don't
honest.
Even need a research team. Look at me. I'm tearing it up.
George, you're just slacking, let me tell you.
No,
it's okay. You're right, George? The whole...
George.
He looks off today, man. You doing okay?
I think we're going to drug test him later.
For real, dude. This is a drug-free environment. The real mentors do not condone okay, any such acts, dude. Nah, this isn't, we're not in Denver, Colorado. This is Miami, Florida, dude.
It's not that.
Yeah. You sure you're okay, dude?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Are you feeling a little bit melancholy? It's Valentine's Day, you know? No, you know, bro, the special someone out there,
he's
dude?
Better.
Yeah, you're doing
he's
good?
He's all right. He's a good guy. All right.
I'm good,
just,
bro.
You seem off, man. Just, you know.
He's one of my peeps. Leave him
alone. Any sequels you want to mention, George?
Yeah, the... Well, let me answer your question. The one that I thought was I had hype for was the Indiana Jones sequel.
Crystal Skull?
Yeah, yes. Crystal Skull. Yeah, God, you know, yes. It was with Shia LaBeouf.
The nuclear explosion in a refrigerator that he survives in a refrigerator.
Oh, God, that's Jesus Christ.
You know, I know I've been to science class once or twice. And
I don't think I've taken science. Even I know that's impossible.
Yeah, but when they made him into like that knife expert or whatever that was, that he knew all these kind of things about knives and LaBeouf. Oh, yeah.
I try to forget about him.
Yeah,
God.
But
and he was being groomed for the next Indiana Jones, and thank God that went south because I haven't liked the movie. But yeah, you're right. That one was a disaster.
Are they making a 5? Because I heard rumblings that they were.
They are
with that Chris Pratt.
They are. But I think they're gonna make a new. They're not gonna have Han Solo. I mean,
Han Solo.
Don't.
Chewie's so disappointed to hear that. Poor guy. Search for the treasure by himself. Poor Chewie. So you're right. Han Solo would not be in Indiana Jones 5, folks.
Right.
Newsflash. You heard it here first. You know. And I think besides Han Solo, I don't think even Harrison Ford is going to be in part 5.
I wonder if we'll have Adam Driver as his kid in that movie that kills
him. That'll be kind of funny. That'll be hilarious.
Dad!
That'll be amazing. But they are going to make a fit. But they're trying to get Chris Pratt or...
Give me a hug, Sonny.
I don't know. Just kill him.
Shift.
Actually, he'll use the whip. It's Indiana Jones, man. Han Solo. Good Lord. You see, George not the only one who makes mistakes, dude. Even the mighty man beast.
Yeah, I think the whole show is a mistake.
And then kind of lets it slip every so often. It happens, though.
Yeah, this whole show is a mistake.
But Crystal Skull, going back to that, that
definitely
nightmare.
Yeah, right. You hit it right on the button there.
Oh, I agree. That's one of the worst in recent memory. Lost World is another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Jurassic Park. We all know Jurassic Park.
That scene where they're in those little round car things and those little bitty dinosaurs run next to them, I'm saying to myself, this is just awful.
Not the scene, it's the whole movie is like that. It's just
right, the
bad.
Whole movie is just like
the third one. The third one is the one that they introduced the aviary, right?
I don't even remember that
third one. The third one was even worse. That one is getting to be like into...
Yeah, because they had, I believe Vince Vaughn plays the photo.
Yeah, no,
He's in the second one, yeah, with...
The third one has a Sam What's-His-Face back.
Sam Neill's back.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam Neill's
back.
But it's awful. And William H. Macy, I think, is in there. But the second one had...
And I'm a William H. Macy guy, too.
I am, too. But yeah, he was definitely bad. But the second one had... this guy plays Malcolm.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Comes back and whatever. And it's got Kobayashi playing that.
Yeah, Kobayashi, the guy that
beats It's Julianne Moore.
No, the guy who plays Kobayashi in Usual Suspects. I always forget his name.
Oh, that's Pete Postlewaite.
Yeah,
Julianne
Moore. I was just making fun because Kobayashi is...
Maybe he was. He was eating all the dinosaurs. Man. He should have. No. I wish he would eat all the dinosaurs. Never made that stupid movie.
That was a terrible
movie.
God, disaster. Yeah, but that one for sure. That one was bad. But either way, let's get off bad movies because...
Bad sequels,
sequels, bad movies.
Because there's plenty
whatever.
Of bad movies.
No, they are, but those are bad movies too, besides being bad
I
sequels.
I
can need a shower now, get rid of this stench. Let's talk about something good. Because this is Deadpool just dropped. Me and George, we saw it on Thursday night and all that. And it's probably the first big release of the year, I guess, if you can say that. One
big
of the
superhero release, at least.
Exactly, which these days is pretty much all the big movies happen to be superhero movies for the most part. And Deadpool, I know, Mike, you haven't seen it yet. Mm-mm. Right, we'll keep the spoiler free for those for yourself and those
who
haven't seen it.
You can spoil
it. I mean, it's not much to spoil anyway because it's a simple story. It's a revenge story. It's a little story. Whatever. Who cares? You're there because it's Ryan Reynolds' show. And this, let me tell you, this movie is... I loved it. I know George, you liked it. And I'll get a chance for you to jump in a second.
I'd like to hear George because I know George isn't that big of a comic guy. So I'd like to hear his opinion on it.
Of course. George. Appease the man, dude.
Well, I mean, like I said, I wasn't really that familiar with Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did like I said a couple of shows ago, I did like the advertising for it. You know, I thought that it was very brilliantly done.
Yeah.
And you know, when they did Wolverine, when they tried to introduce it the first time, it really wasn't that successful. So the fact that they did it a second time, I thought it was...
You're kind of being nice. It was
horrible. Well, okay. Well, not successful. It's kind of like it did okay. It just
You're
wasn't
talking
enough.
About Wolverine Origins.
The origins. Yeah.
When they tried to do it the first time, it really wasn't that.
You know what though? The Blob in that was.
The everything great. In that. Oh no, yeah, it was bad. There's just nothing good about that movie. Nothing. The credits are great because it told me I get to go home. That movie was horrible. Yeah, so, but either way, let's back to good movies, please.
Yeah,
so by the way, the Super Bowl spot for that movie for Deadpool was freaking hilarious.
It's odd. And you're right, George hit it in the head. The marketing campaign has been.
I think he said something to the tune of like, I've always respected professional athletes because I want to be a professional athlete so I can have children in every city all over the world.
That's right.
Or something like that. I was just like, I just died. I was like, that is hilarious.
Yeah, so that was another thing that I did.
Love those tropes.
Yeah, you know, I did like the wittiness of his character, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I liked it. I just really wasn't.
Can I just ask a couple questions?
You're the one that likes spoilers what? Everywhere. He likes
I don't want to be a spoiler. And this movie is not like a spoilers. Who cares? I mean, to me, this movie is.
Did they exploit his pansexuality or any of that craziness? Or
like, what do you mean again? I'm sorry.
Meaning that he likes both.
They didn't really go into like his multiple.
In the books, he's.
I think it's one kind of scene with his girlfriend, like. There's a lot of sex in them waiting all as one scene. Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't go into the multiple personas.
Sexuality.
The personalities
He appeared to me hetero. Strictly.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I just wondered it.
I remember I did some after, you know, like I tried to read a little bit more into the character and they kind of stayed, you know, safe. They didn't go into the multiple personalities. They didn't go into the crazy kind of thing that he's known for. They just stayed for the witty retort, you know, the commentary.
Yeah, I mean, he's a one-line machine.
His power is like a rapid regeneration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was like Wolverine, basically. Exactly. He was given that, and he was trying to cure his cancer, and that was whatever. And they told him he can cure it, but they made him into a mutant kind of deal. But, dude, it is so entertaining. Like, I compared it. I was thinking, like, I said in my review, I thought it could be a kick-ass Kingsman kind of movie, which it was. But I thought it was better than those. And I like.
I love
movies.
The Kingsman. I thought the Kingsman.
Yeah, I thought this was in the same tone as Kingsman, but even better. Dude, it's entertaining.
It's so funny, dude.
It's
hilarious. Look forward out and see.
Oh no, it's probably out there. I think I think it's already out there. But anyway,
if it's a cam, I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Like, it's not like a great movie. It's not gonna win Oscars. I mean, but it's a super, super, super entertaining flick.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, he liked it more than I did. You know, but
did you walk out of it going like,
No, like I said, I walked out like, okay, it was fun. It had its scenes and it was entertaining. Like, I had an entertaining night. I mean, I wasn't blown away.
Yeah.
But it had cool action scenes.
Yeah, there was one that was really well made, put together. I mean, Ryan Reynolds killed it. He owns that role, and I'm glad he did it. You know, and the rated R was great. I mean, it's crude as hell. Violent.
I didn't think he's one of those guys that I kind of dig. He's not a great actor or anything, but he's done some stuff I like. I liked Green Lantern. I didn't think it was a great movie.
Let me talk, man. No, I don't want you to talk. You're going to bring up Green Lantern being a good movie.
I didn't say it was a good movie. I said I liked it.
So you're saying it's a bad movie that you liked, which is fair.
It's a foolish pleasure.
That's fine.
I mean, they do.
It's Taco Bell, basically.
And they do poke fun.
It tastes great, but it's kind of shitty for you.
Right.
They do. No, Deadpool pokes fun of that, of Wolverine, Origins, everything. I mean, X-Men, it's great, though. It's like that great line with Professor X, which I loved. It's just one of the funniest lines in the movie.
Professor X is in the movie?
No, but they mention him, and there's a comment made about him, which I thought was brilliant.
And Colossus. Did they do it well, or was it over CGI'd?
It seemed fine. The CGI wasn't great in the movie, but didn't have a big budget.
The scene I saw that I really thought was funny was Gina Carano like jumped down. I don't know what her character was called.
Yeah,
she was a bad guy.
Yeah.
She jumped down and got into this fight with it was I think a Colossus and Deadpool, and then a female. I don't know what the female character was.
She's like another. She's like the she's an X-Men. I know who she was. I forgot her name. She's like just power like.
Anyway, I thought that scene was excellent because, like, I think Colossus went at her and she just freaking laid Colossus out.
Yeah, and the girl comes.
And the girl just came and
whacked
bit
her.
The crap.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
I was like, wow, that looked really good.
No, it's really cool. Like I said, it's there's so many good scenes in that movie, and it's just so well done. Even the love story, as messed up as it is, kind of works. It's a messed up love story. But it works. The whole movie's messed up, and he's messed up, but that's what makes it work. And I just look at the numbers, like the, because I was talking about.
They did 47 million.
Yeah, and went, which is on pace close to 100, which is right. huge. And I think
for that movie, yes, because I don't think it cost as much money to make.
Oh no, I think made
them. Yeah, her name is Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
That's I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it. I think they made it just for the movie. I have no idea who she is. But the movie making that kind of money.
There's probably some comic book guy listening to this going, yeah. those guys don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Oh my God, he's sweating. You know, yeah. Get out of here. Get off the show. Maybe geeks are going to complain. Get off. I don't want to.
Doggone it. They need somebody that's going
to. You know
she
what?
Was in issue 75 in X-Men 2.8.
Well, maybe that's what exactly what we need. Let them comment. Let them, you know, like that way we can at least give them
we
some
we don't traffic. Know everything, folks. We admit it. God, forgive us.
I know pretty much
Christ's sake. Guys, you know, that stress. I'll speak only for myself, Mike. You know, and George. Hey, and
we do try to tell you what's good and bad out there.
But the movie making that kind of money, I think is a huge plus for all those geeks out there. I think this opens the door for studios to make other rated R movies about characters we don't know about. There's a lot of awesome characters which are dark in tone.
So on Mike Rose's 5-star movie scale, what do you got? You can use half stars too.
I'll give it a good 4.
4? Wow, yeah. That's good.
That's good. George, just strictly based on entertaining value.
George not being a comic book guy?
I would give it 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You're going to enjoy it. Yeah, I think, Mike, you're a comic book guy, you're going to like it probably more than
that. I'm probably going to find that out in Spiz Ace because I don't have time to go to the movies right now, but I do watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, so. More like you know 3.75, 3.5.
I guess it was a good, solid film. I think most people are going to end up liking it. I guess it's making killer money, so that's a good thing. Hopefully studios do make other small properties, make it rated R.
If I see it out there, I'll let you know, George. So.
Yeah, let me know.
And that way George can see it again. Maybe his opinion may change.
Maybe.
He's such a negative Nancy today, dude.
Hey.
Love George.
George. I think he's bummed out. I think Valentine's got you bummed out, dude. No, I'm going to get you some flowers, dude.
Maybe.
Make some roll. I haven't delivered 100 flowers or something. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I left out, dude. A little chocolate bunny, little peeps. You know?
Okay, let's move on.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so. Yeah. Let's move on. Continue the theme of talking about good movies or potentially good movies. I know, Mike, you're hyped. I'm hyped because this was yesterday or 2 days ago.
It's funny
because. Yeah, because we saw the teaser. Actually, I saw it inside Deadpool before the trailer started.
Oh, really?
I got a message saying, oh, the new trailer's out, Batman. So I put it on real quick.
Dude, you're running late because that.
I know it came out earlier.
The trailer came out Thursday morning.
I didn't even know, man. I was working. Man. I do have a day job. But I mean, that trailer dropped. And it was.
I do have a day job. But my point is, like, I was doing some work.
Oh.
And I got a IM from one of my buds. And he's like, hey, check this out. And sent me a link on YouTube. And again, I opened it up to big screen and watched it. Well, I'm in the middle of watching it, my boss walks in. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching the Batman. I don't fool around at work. So he's like, he comes over and we watch it together.
Yeah, I knew
he's
he
like,
do that.
Hey, that looks like it's pretty good. The thing that stood out for me here, which is something that wasn't, and if I had one criticism of the Nolan Batmans, and I love the Nolan Batmans,
of course,
the fighting scenes are pretty bad. So I think that already in the trailer, you see that Batman can fight and he's very physical in the fights and it's not just punching and kicking, it's like all kinds of judo and different methodologies.
It's like a true martial artist.
He took a dude and like did all I can call it is like a diamond what was the thing that Diamond Dallas Page did? It was a diamond
It's called the Diamond Cutter.
The Diamond Cutter on the back of like a box on this guy. Awesome, did you see this trailer yet?
Yeah, I saw
dude,
it.
It was that fight scene. I thought it was the best Batman fight scene I've seen in any Batman movies. Just the 20 seconds they showed at the beginning of that trailer.
Right.
It was brutal. I mean, that scene where he punches the guy's head, like, literally goes into the ground. Dude, it was fantastic. And that, you're right, because we haven't seen Batman in action yet in this trailer, in any of these trailers until now. Yeah, now we know exactly what we're getting into. This is the Batman who they're going to give us.
The other one, the other thing that I saw that I kind of marked out a little bit for was Superman. Somebody shot a bullet at Superman. He just like
caught it. Yeah.
I was like, oh no! See, that's what Superman's supposed to do.
Of course, man. That was awesome. Yeah. And the ending when that money shot when he Superman throws a punch, Batman blocks it. And he blocks it, and Superman has that look on his face like
hey, how do you
what
do
the
that?
Hell's going on? And that was just that got you all jazzed up, man. And like I said, we find now we see Alfred. he's in action, I guess, somewhat.
Jeremy Irons looked fantastic.
Yeah, he looked great. I think it's more like in the vein of like the animated series, you know?
Right.
Him being more involved in what Batman does and going onto the field. I think he was the one flying the ship, I think,
right,
in the
right.
beginning. Well, I think. Or he was remote controlling it or something.
He was remote controlling it. Yeah. I don't know if you saw, like, Batman, I guess, flew in and then...
Yeah.
Then... He presses his button and this control mechanism comes out.
Tipeee took over. Okay, right. Yeah. So
you feel like it's a flight simulator.
And, I mean, look, that trailer was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, because now people complain about the last one. They showed too much.
And Why did they?
People going to cry. People cry for crap. Whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. But this one gave us something different. And
you know what? Don't watch it. Stop watching. Well,
you have to close your eyes. Watch the trailer. Come on now.
Why are people crying about it?
You know, I mean, people are hungry. They got a good meal. Tasted right? bad. It's okay, but they have to eat it.
Okay. Again, it's supposed to feed you the movie, right. not or tell you no, about no, the it's movie, not to reveal tease. Everything.
No, it's supposed to tease the movie.
It did. And don't get me wrong. Do trailers do too much?
How yes. How bad is that it when you see like one of those Will Ferrell movies where every funny scene from the movie is in the trailer?
Yeah, almost every time.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's the point, right?
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those that you see in the trailer, and you're like, I saw the whole movie. It revealed a lot,
but the thing is, I knew exactly the whole plot. I wasn't like shocked. Oh my god, Doomsday's on that.
I don't know how this movie's gonna go down. I kind of figure that maybe, and you know, if you don't want to hear about me discussing quote unquote spoilers from this movie, then you know
it's not spoilers because we don't know.
Fast forward. but yeah, don't turn it off because you know this is a great podcast. But
agreed.
No, somehow Batman sees Superman fighting Zod at the end of the end of Man of Steel, and you know, as you know, Metropolis is toe up after the fight.
Yeah,
and he sees it and he's saying to himself, "Oh my gosh, you know, a bunch of my employees. This is almost kind of like." A disaster in the proportions of, say, 9/11, right, where like buildings are falling down. It's rough. I'm not comparing it to like a terrorist attack, obviously, but it's the same kind of thing. If I'm imagining what the movie's going to portray, which if they do that, I think is fantastic.
Yeah, but the thing is, but that's that even yeah. no, there was the one thing that they show you when Clark Kent goes and he says, "Who's that?" And he goes, "Oh, that's Bruce Wayne. You must be new."
Oh, that was an interview that he was...
Right. So I don't know if he's like, aware of this, you know, of who Bruce Wayne is or Wayne Enterprises.
If you listen to that interview a little closer and you watch it, I think he knows exactly...
They both know who each other are.
They know exactly who each other are. Because he takes a shot at Superman.
He does say something.
He goes, at least our clowns... Don't wear.
Well, he's like he has a history colors, of right. He has a history of crazy guys dressed like clowns or whatever. Right.
Bruce
Wayne knows who he is, and I think Clark Kent does well. They're just playing it off like.
Well, first of all, I think Clark Kent's going to be able to see through the mask and know exactly who he is. I mean, he's got freaking X-ray vision.
True,
right? He's Superman. Yeah.
He knows. I think he knows exactly who he is.
My point is, even though you kind of know what the plot is. It just teases you, and it makes you want to see more. I want to be in that movie theater. I want to sit right in the middle of that movie theater. I don't even want to have any friggin' popcorn in front of me. I just want to sit and watch the movie.
Not even a Diet Coke?
Not even a Diet Coke.
Man.
You know, like, I actually did like the fact serious, that they introduced Wonder Woman, too. You know, like, is she with you?
No, they like, just fed, like, a tidbit. You don't know where she came from. You don't know what that's all about. And then in this new trailer, they show her a couple more times.
Yeah, they do show her a couple more times.
And I think it's a great... Like I said, this trailer, I thought, was perfect and did its job. Yeah. Because it gave you exactly what you wanted to know. You wanted to know a little more. You wanted to see Batman in action. Batman's in action. We already know Superman can fight. That's not a problem.
Yeah, you're right. This was a Batman-centric trailer more than the others, because you're right, they already gave us Man of Steel. We know who he is and what he's about. This Batman is a whole new Batman, you know. Now obviously they're gonna try to stay away from what Nolan did and give something different to give us. I think he's older, he came from retirement, he's rougher on the edges, he's more aggressive, it seems like, which is great. because Batman is best, and right. that dude, I can't wait. Oh man, I'm excited. That trailer really got me. I was really excited, don't get me wrong, but this one is like
so like I said, my boss sat there and watched it with me. He's a infectious disease doctor, and he thought it was great.
I think it appealed more to the casual fan. The people, because people, let's face it, everyone knows who Batman is. Those are the most iconic movie superheroes of all time. So
I still don't like Eisenberg's portrayal.
I'm gonna wait and see.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I'm gonna like it either, but
yeah, still in the trailer. Like, I mean, it doesn't intrigue me at all.
I think he might once see him more in context of the movie. I'm not sold on him. I'm not saying he's bad or good. I'm just saying I'm going to reserve my judgment to actually see the film. Right now, the only thing that matters is Batman and Superman. Who cares about Jesse Eisenberg? Let's be realistic. Because Batman and Superman, that fight sucked. They sucked. Who cares? Eisenberg could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but he's not going to make the movie good.
I really haven't seen much of it. I thought Social Network was okay.
That's a good movie. I liked that movie.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
I mean, he was, you know, with Zombieland.
Yeah, I love that movie. I did like Zombieland.
It's a great movie. He's done other things, but whatever. Yeah, he's not. Whatever. Now You See Me was the last thing he did, I think.
No Great Shakes, yeah.
Yeah, it was whatever. But either way, but we'll probably get more into Batman v Superman in the later weeks. We still got, I think it's a month and a half away, more or less. It's coming pretty quick. So we'll definitely get into more on that down the road.
23rd of March or something.
25th, right? Yeah. 25th. So it's pretty soon, all that. So, almost a month away. But I know, Mike, I know you wanted to bring up something that you saw this week, still in the vein of good movies, thank God.
Yes.
Well, what is it that you wanted to bring up?
I saw Spotlight with my wife the other night. It was a very good movie, and I highly recommend it for folks out there. And look, I'm an action guy, but this movie, it's just really good. It's one of those movies written well, it's acted well, it's chock full of stars. You have Ruffalo, you have Keaton. You have a lot of guys like that guy from That Thing type of actors.
Oh, that guy.
That
I know
you
him.
See. No,
yeah,
like the
but
guy.
It's always like that. Yeah, it's always that right. guy. I know that guy from that movie. You know who he is. You just don't
right,
know his name.
It's one of those things, and I hate to compare it to Making a Murderer, and we had talked about this right. last week. But in a way, it kind of showed you how the city of Boston is controlled by the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really a cool movie, and the way they put it together was... To me, very interesting and scary in a way, because really the Catholic Church still hasn't, you know, paid back a lot of people that they've ruined. I just hate to
Shocker,
put it that way.
Right.
Well, no, it's sad. And, you know, my wife's Catholic. I don't have anything against the Catholic Church itself. But honest truth, this happened and... People need to talk about it. And I think this movie does a good job of doing that.
That movie does take place in one room, right? Or does it go? Or does it?
A spotlight?
Yeah.
No,
I'm talking about like, is it in one location or does it go like different places?
No,
like,
it's in Boston.
They go to the city of Boston.
No, but they go to Baltimore once. I think they go to Baltimore. They go to Vermont. This movie's very cerebral, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
It's a very cerebral movie. There's no action of priests molesting kids. You don't see anything like that. The closest you get is one of the investigative reporters. I think it's a female. Who is that?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. Yes,
it was really good.
She has a back and forth with a priest who was just saying he didn't.
Yeah, he talked about it, he did. He thought it wasn't a big deal.
He was downplaying it, saying, "Oh, it's not. I I just love children. You know that kind of thing." And I'm like, "That's just sick." But again, that's how these guys justify themselves.
The reason why I brought up the comment is because I had read that it had a kind of resemblance to 12 Angry Men.
No, not at all.
They were in a room, you know, like.
No, this is a group of without spoiling it. This is a group of reporters that work for a special section of the Boston Herald. Mm-hmm. Is it Boston Herald or Boston Globe? Boston Globe.
Yes, Globe. That's Globe.
And they, it is the Boston Globe. And they, the, this section is called The Spotlight, and that's how the name of the movie came from. Mm-hmm. And they did, like, specials. They have, like, these pieces that they investigate for, like, a year, and then they'll make a...
Exactly.
They'll make a story on it. So,
It's an investigative thing.
Liv Schreiber comes in as, the boss of the paper, and he wants to change the direction of the Boston Globe. And this is actually right in the beginning of the end for newspapers, because it's ironic that newspapers pretty much are
they're
nothing
passé.
Now.
Yeah, the ways of the rotary phones and it's true.
Yeah, it's funny how many actors actors are in this. You know, Stanley.
No, it's
Tucci,
got a great cast.
Stanley Tucci, Liv Schreiber, Rachel McAdams.
Stanley Tucci
Michael
was
Keaton,
excellent.
You know,
it's got
Ruffalo.
A stellar cast.
Keaton was great.
Yeah. Ruffalo, he may win the Oscar, but
he's
really
had a very
good.
Non-stated like a Boston accent, very interesting. Yeah.
For me, it was a really, really well done, put together film. It was in my top 10 last year. I saw it like in October. Really, it's really good. Like I said, you're right. It is not dark. this dark subject matter, obviously, because it's just the kids molestation. But, right, but they don't go into it. There's no detail. They don't show anything. So it's done in well taste.
I think what it did is identified where the issues are and what needs to be addressed. And I agree with that method. Yeah. We don't need to out a bunch of people. There's some sick people. A lot of these guys that did these acts are second and third generation molested kids. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a sad thing.
It is. And they did a good job. They did a really good job. And I think, and we'll get into Oscars in a couple of weeks, but for me, that's my front run as far as
at least what
will win.
Right.
Screenplay, there's no doubt it's going to win. That's not quite. Adapted screenplay, I think, came off a book. But it's really good, Georgie. I know you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Check it out, man. That's a really good, well done flick. It's not a movie you're gonna watch
it's like out there in Spiz Ace, just
yeah, so right.
Not I'll that we condone that again, you know, for the folks out there. It's there for someone to take if that's their thing. But that's a good enjoy. I definitely I'll recommend Low that. Know that. Anything you've seen recently? Anything that you want to mention?
I finished, watching Jessica Jones finally.
Oh,
what'd you think, man? I know we talked about last episode.
What'd you think of the last episode?
I was telling I texted him the other day. I didn't wanna. I just thought that Kilgrave was such a good villain. The fact that they eliminated him like that. The way that they did. Well, sorry, spoiler free, but I tried.
It's been out for a while.
I'm catching up, guys.
Statute of limitations for spoilers expiring now.
The fact that I was actually like thinking about that he was such a good character, a good villain,
great character.
A great character, and such a good villain that he's not gonna be around for season two.
Maybe not.
Remember, I mean, he does have rehealing though.
No, but he could have fooled everybody in their mind to think that he was dead. There's all kinds of options you can make.
That's a good point. Because he is a great villain.
And I mean,
it's funny because I was talking to a friend yesterday that...
That he was expanding his range and that it was 24 hours and that he was even capable of fooling Luke Cage, into the mind power and all that. And then the Jessica Jones...
Oh, he reached deep into Luke Cage.
And it was like, first it was 12 hours, then they went to 16, then they went to 24.
Yeah, I think he was getting the serum to make him stronger.
Right, the serum. Yeah.
I mean, like I said.
So, I thought that it was such a cool power, and the fact that he's not going to be around, that's the one thing I did like.
And you're right, and I hope they didn't, blow the wad, the very first season, because there's a great villain.
It's going to be good.
And hopefully not, but I bet you're right. But the only good villains that Marvel has given us are comfort and TV shows at the end of the day.
All right, so where do you think they're going to take season two? For Jessica Jones, where do you think? I know they introduced the corporation that gave everybody their powers. So where do you think they're gonna take them, or what are they gonna do?
I guess they'll focus on that. Because I don't know if they're even gonna have season two before they bring out with the Defenders and all that. Which I know that's the plan for Netflix.
Well, I think we have Daredevil season two, Daredevil versus Punisher, which is Daredevil season two. You have.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Technical difficulties. Sorry about that.
No, I know. I was trying to figure out what you guys are doing. Anyway.
We're checking Michael here.
You have the Luke Cage season one coming out.
Right.
You also have Iron Fist, which is supposed to come out
before the Defenders. Right.
So we're talking 2017 already. I don't know when we're going to see Jessica Jones.
I have no idea. I mean, I would assume they may try to speed it up just because it was a successful run. But I mean,
I don't want to see them rush anything out. To be honest with you,
because they introduced Luke Cage like into the season like slowly. Maybe they put Jessica Jones in like into the Luke Cage
Jessica Jones is gonna be in that.
No question. They'll be all tied in together.
Right, so they'll be all tied in. Maybe they might not have like separate because they already introduced the character.
I wonder if maybe even Iron Fist introduced him in Daredevil 2 coming up.
That's
what I'm saying, but it may be in there. I don't know.
But how many characters do you want? I mean, you already got the Punisher, you got Daredevil.
But these are actual plans that are already in place.
Yeah, they're in place. Yeah, they're making Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
They also refer to a lot of people in the Marvel Comics universe, too, or movie Marvel universe, talk about Captain America. Remember, she made an allusion to the guy with the
shield. Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring any of the movie characters.
No, they're not, but I'm talking about they mentioned them.
Oh, they do. Yeah, no, they're tied. It's in the same universe.
What's the group that Luke Cage is in? Is it X-Force?
I don't even know, to be honest with
you. Luke Cage was an Avenger. Luke Cage also, I don't think he's in the Defenders, but I think he's going to be in this Defenders.
Well, he'll be in this one, and that's the plan anyway. They already include him. Obviously, he's going to be in there.
you know, Doctor Strange movie is on the horizon too.
That one's this year.
He's actually a defender, a real defender. So that's interesting.
Well, they're not going to put him in.
No, probably not.
Yeah, because then, like I said, they're not crossing over. But either way, we'll see what Netflix does. I'm hyped for it. Daredevil 2 goes out in a few weeks, so I'm sure we'll be talking about that shortly. But we're short on time, so let's end off with the usual segment, our retro segment. Teach all the youngins out there good movies or lack thereof that come out. Hey, guys. All those comic book nerds who were yelling at us earlier.
That's right.
Maybe put that book down and watch a good movie. So right. 25 years ago, again, it was I picked the last 2 weeks in February. We did the first 2 weeks last week on last show anyway. And there's not, again, February is not exactly the breeding ground for great movies, although last week we had some gems this week. Kind of dips a little bit. The notables, not a lot. Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Yeah,
Falling Down.
Falling Down's a good
one. And these last three, they're worth mentioning. I kind of like them, but whatever. These are guilty pleasures. Rome in the Bronx, Blue Chips, and Reality Bites.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips. Shaquille O'Neal.
True, Shaquille O'Neal.
So bad, but I love it. I love it, though.
Even Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway. Nick Nolte was a coach.
Nick Nolte was the coach.
He was a Bob Knight-esque, quote-unquote,
character. Yeah, he tried to revive the...
Yeah, I didn't like that
much. It was so bad, but I love it. I don't know why.
He tried to revive the program.
I was a big Shaq fan, so whatever.
I was a huge basketball fan.
I was, too. I am.
Yeah, he played Neil Badeau.
Not as much anymore.
Yeah, Badeau, yeah.
Yeah, Neil Badeau. And then when he was lean and mean, you know, he was
Yeah, he was a skinny Shaq.
Skinny Shaq.
Such a bad movie, but again, it's Taco Bell, man. It's bad for you, but I love eating it, man. It is what it is.
They promised the character.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys go watch it. I'm just saying.
Wasn't Gene Hackman in that movie, too?
No, please.
Am I thinking of something
else? One's Hoosiers.
That's Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Gene Hackman wouldn't,
That was actually a good
He wouldn't
movie.
Deface his brand like that, reading Blue Chips. But still.
Ed O'Neill is in he's one of the...
Gene Hackman was in Enemy of the State, so there's that.
I'll give you that. But still.
So don't stop saying he's never in bad movies.
No, that's I didn't true. Say that. I just say he went to face himself with this movie.
Which should be called Enema of the State.
I'm just saying. But the two good ones for me were Falling Down, Michael Douglas.
Falling Down's a classic.
That's a grim. Most people don't know about that movie. And it's
what?
It is a good movie.
Kids, young people under 30 won't know what this movie is about.
Nah.
This movie came out, I think this was 20...
By the way, Michael Douglas looks terrible now. Poor guy.
But he fell down.
Talking about falling down.
Well, Kathy Zeta-Jones obviously didn't help.
Yeah, 1993.
So it's an old movie, but that's one that most people don't know about. Army in Darkness is a cult classic.
That's another one.
I love.
But they should.
I love Evil Dead. It's just
fantastic. They should be aware with Ash. You know, with that series.
You're surprised people just don't know, man. I mean, what people didn't know about OJ? This girl I was talking to. She had no idea who the whole thing was. How they gonna know Army of Darkness, man?
Speaking of that, are you guys watching it?
I'm gonna start watching it. So I'll probably bring it up next week.
I saw the first episode already. OJ versus the.
They had the second episode the other day.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch up. I want to watch it. We can talk about
the people versus OJ Simpson. I think. Oh,
okay. Is that what it's called?
John Travolta. Oh my gosh!
I heard he's bad.
Cooper Gooding Jr. is in it. You know, speaking of Daquan, he's in it, and I forget who else. But either way, I'll get into that.
David Schwimmer. Yeah.
David Schwimmer. That's right. Yeah, but I want to watch that. But yeah, you're right. Except people just don't know, man. Some of these movies, I guarantee you, Falling Down, Army Darkness, people don't know about. We do because we're geeks, and that's what we do.
I watched that movie in the theater.
Which one?
Falling Down.
I did too. Yeah, I caught that. Probably like a dollar theater or something, but that's a really good movie.
There are no more dollar theaters, by the way.
Oh man, those were the
that's
days.
Sad.
There was one in Broward that was there for a long time.
Well, it was a dollar theater, then it became like $1.25, then it became $2 theaters. Oh, it was still cheap. But then, yeah, it made its money.
They even had the one on 40th and 117th. That was, I think, one of the last ones.
Yeah, that's right.
For those Florida residents.
Wasn't there one?
Miami residents.
27th and Kendall, too, I think.
King Coldway. Wasn't it Coldway? I don't know. The way had one over the turnpike. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I remember that one. Yeah. It's just back when back.
See,
right?
I'm a Miami guy.
God, we're old guys. That's where we are. But either way, let's end up on that note. A couple quick things before we go. I think, George, you want to touch on a couple of things as far as our brand is concerned. That's a good word for it, isn't
it? Yeah, I just wanted to give out just a little bit of where they can find us, you know.
That's important.
Where they can find us and also try to, you know, give a... You know, shout out to all of our listeners out there, you know, that we finally got to like 113 downloads as of today. I wanted to send out a shout out to all of them for thank you for listening to us and thanking us, you know, and tuning into our podcast. Also, you know, they can find us on our Facebook page, you know, at the, you know, The Real Mentors on Facebook. They can check us on TuneIn. They can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, you know, even on Pocket Cast. And if you guys have any questions, anything like that, there's even a Gmail address that they can send us something to.
Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, comments, topics you want us to touch base on, we're open about everything. If it's movie TV related, we're on it. You can send us an email at therealmentor@gmail.com. Again, The Real Mentor, or put your comments on Facebook and let us know what you guys want us to talk about, you know, upcoming past movies, new movies, whatever. We're pretty much open to it all. Black History Month, you know, we'll talk about that. George, you're an expert at that. So, you know.
All of us are on Facebook back and forth. So if you want to put something on there and get an answer from the real us, you'll get it.
Yeah, kind of a little Q&A session, if you will.
That's right. You know, like that. Maybe we should do that. Schedule that one time.
You know, all my peeps want to talk to me like crazy.
Nobody wants to talk to me. Who's this guy talking crap on? That's right. If anybody wants to send George flowers, you know, again, you're more welcome to do that. He really seems distraught over this whole Valentine's Day. Be happy, not wasting $100 and a dozen roses, which costs $20 a month.
Yeah, I told you I didn't like it last week.
I'm just messing with you.
George, get your plugs in. Go.
That's true.
Nah, it was just more like a shout out to, you know, like I said again, to Kevin MacLeod for letting us use his music. And just, you know, for everything else, you know, like for listening to us, for tuning in. And just for keeping our brand out there, you know.
And what can people find you as well, individually?
Well, you know, they can find me, you know, at the Real Correspondent on YouTube. And just, you know, on just the other mediums. That's basically, you know,
Twitch. What's your Twitter, buddy?
Oh, it's at J.O. Ripple.
J.O. Ripple.
Yeah, J.O. Ripple.
Mike, what about you, big guy?
I'm Ultimo Mike Rose on Xbox Live. Michael C. Rose on Facebook. My Twitter is I ain't got no Twitter.
George is getting excited. He's about to write this down.
Yeah, I was about to write it
actually, down. Actually, for anybody that's out there still has to run out and get a Valentine's Day gift. Although you're going to be late because this is going to be up on tomorrow.
It'll be too late.
I'm not going to forget it anyway. My wife said our website is at girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. And we have all kinds of neat stuff out there. Selling Captain Phasma bags like crazy.
I know how I feel about that. Either way, you can catch me again on YouTube, The Real Mentor. Catch all the latest and greatest movie reviews. And again, if you want to reach out to me, TheRealMentors@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week.